All right, worship music streams. We looked at some of the older music, hymns, and so on. Now we're going to be looking at contemporary music. A little bit of history of contemporary music. We have to go back to the 60s. Both you and I were alive during the 60s. It says something about our age. And back then, when I grew up, hymns, at least here in the United States, was basically the only music that we sang. And I remember my father had a big, you know, the record player and the radio all in one big cabinet. And we as kids didn't have those things. And it was in the 60s that the transistor was invented and the transistor radio was produced. And that made radios really cheap. I think I bought my first transistor radio for $5. And once a kid has his own music, he listens to what he wants instead of what his parents want. And that really is what brought the 60s revolution of different music, because kids could just listen to what they want. And then bands started producing different kinds of music. So young, back, you know, I grew up in the church all my life, and we sang the hymns on Sunday, but at school and everywhere else, we didn't sing like, you know, the 60s rock and roll, but we sang sort of the, I don't know, I guess the young people's songs, things like, I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got home in glory land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me, way beyond the blue. So, or we would sing some of the old gospel songs. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. And there was this little refrain, and people responded. And we just sang, I guess, more fun songs when we were, you know, just the young people together. Then we started listening to the rock and roll songs of the day. The Beatles came around, and all the different groups. And there was this whole folk music thing, and that's really what happened in the Christian world. It didn't go to rock and roll music, really. There were a few guys, Larry Norman did a few things. He did, remember? I was lost and blind till a friend of mine, he took me by the hand. He led me to a kingdom that was in another land. Now my life is changed, it's rearranged. When I look back, well, it seems so strange. Wowie's Owie really changed my soul. He's the rock that doesn't roll. Rock that doesn't roll. Anyway, I mean, there was a few sort of mavericks in that day, but for the most part, it was sort of folk music that sort of came on the scene. Kumbaya, mm-hmm. which is kind of an African, come by here is what it means. How does that want to go again? Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. And they put a little harmony to it. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, my Lord. So it's very pretty, and let's see, there's a few others that back in the day. Let's see, Pass It On. It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can walk up to its glowing. Or I remember, you said you'd be there for all my tomorrows. You said you'd I came there, you came there to stay, I just had to say. And then the harmony came. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be. All those songs, they're little folk songs, and they were really going off from the folk songs that already existed, like dream, 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 when I love you in the night, da, da, da. Or songs are just following the same chords. They could start with the major, they go to the minor, they go to the, and they all follow that same pattern. You can find 100 songs during that era that all do this thing, and these early Christian songs, Pass It On and so on, they did the exact same thing. They were just taking that same chord structure and sort of making a folk, I guess a folk Christian song. Pass It On, yeah, for those years that I died. Okay, so over the last 50 years, different organizations, Maranatha Music was a big thing, I think, in the early 70s. Yep. What's one of the songs that they did?
As the Deer.
So how's that one going? So maybe some of you remember this. Music came around probably the late 80s. We actually lived in Vancouver at the time, and
I think they were still 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could be 70s, 80s. We lived in Vancouver, and about 10 miles away was a Vineyard church, mm-hmm. and Brian Dirksen actually was in that church for a little while, and he wrote this one. Faithful Lord, so unchanged You, ageless One, You're my rock of peace, Lord of all, I depend on You. I belong to You lift me up. Hosanna Integrity. Mm-hmm. They started putting albums out.
Yeah, in the 80s they started out. They did actually 20 different CDs, live recordings, over a 20-year period. And they had, they started, I believe, that club sort of thing where okay. you could
sign up for it
and you would get one every month. Okay. So we did that back in the 80s, started in 83.
Hillsong, Australia.
They became big in the 90s.
Yeah. And what's one of their songs?
Shout to the Lord.
Okay.
Everyone knows that, I would assume.
Of different ones.
Yeah.
His eye is on the sparrow. Yeah. So maybe, and I know when I went to Asia and so on, they were singing in them in the Philippines and Indonesia and Australia. I mean, any country that sang English, they were singing Hillsong songs. There's something called contemporary Christian music radio. That's become a thing. And radio stations all over, and they're playing all kinds of music. In the United States, there's CCLI. I don't know what does that stand for.
Christian Copyright Licensing Incorporated,
right.
Probably.
So here we can pay a fee every year, and then you can use all the songs. They have a website, and you can download the lead sheets, right?
Yep.
Which have the words already there. The chords are already written in, at least how the singer did it. You may have to transpose and so on. Mm-hmm. But it's quite helpful.
You can transpose on the site as well.
Okay,
and
so the
it all costs.
Yeah. You mean to transpose or once you pay?
Well, there are different packages. So there's just
okay.
the basic, we have the permission to
use
this in our church service okay. and what have you.
And how much is it like for a church?
$200-$300
or something? It's not outrageous.
Yeah, but then when you add the packages,
okay.
like if you want the lead sheets with it, it can get kind of pricey,
okay.
depending on how much
but,
you
need. But, I mean, you spend hours writing
yep.
out lead sheets and so on.
Yep.
Christian songwriting artists, I just put a whole list of them. Larry Norman was back in the day. Remember Andre Crouch?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of the black gospel thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Second Chapter of Acts, Keith Green, Petra was...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a hard rocking Christian group. Amy Grant, you know, that era was the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael W. Smith, and they wrote some worship music. Michael Card, Twyla Paris wrote some worship music. Stephen Curtis Chapman, who's still going strong. Rich Mullins, Newsboys, and then some of the contemporary ones now, Mercy Me and Casting Crowns, Third Day, Aaron Schust. Aaron Schust wrote quite a few contemporary songs that people use in their churches, and I was just at a conference where he, I loved his music, I sang his music, and then I went to this conference, and there was some guy leading the singing with a bass player and a drummer, and I just whatever, and I did, you know, it took me 2 days to realize who it was, and Matt Maher. So there's a lot of different ones, and then. You know, that's in the United States and in Australia, maybe England. Then in whatever country you're in, you have your own artists and Christian people who are trying to do things. Maybe you sing some of these same songs, but maybe you have your own. I know in Canada, we lived in Canada for 9 years, and there were some Canadian artists, and they sort of added their own, and we knew them, and then we came to the United States, and people here didn't know them. So, hymns was quite a big body of work, and a lot of people knew a certain amount of hymns, but contemporary music is really all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
There's just thousands and thousands of hymns. Now, here in the United States, if you listen to the main Christian radio, they tend to play like the same 40 songs for 6 months. And so as a music director, you really have to go a little farther afield. And
right, and lots of churches are also doing their own thing. So there's Gateway that's doing their own thing, Elevate Worship. There's lots of churches that are actually getting their name out there as having a band that...
Okay, so each church is becoming a music center.
Yeah,
and then
very
they
true.
Produce CDs and... Mm-hmm. And what did I mention? Did I mention our church's CDs? Anyway, these are going to be free. These are the scripture songs. We're going to have those, as part of the course, too. So you can download those to your heart's content or not. 6 reasons why most churches struggle with contemporary music, even though they want it. So a lot of churches like contemporary music, or they want to add it to their repertoire, but they just struggle making it work. And then the people that only like the hymns are like upset because it doesn't really working anyway. And so what's the problem? Number one problem is there's no consistent beat. Contemporary music needs... And it needs a strong downbeat.
What you're saying is it's hard to sing an a cappella. It's hard to just sit and do it without an instrument, some sort of a rhythm instrument.
Yeah, without... something keeping the beat and letting you know where the strong down one beat is, no one knows when to come in. And so if you're trying to do contemporary music in your church and you have like a new beginning drummer who is very timid and kind of, you know, not very consistent, the basis of it all is this beat.
Yeah.
And then the
singers gets nervous.
The singers don't know when to come in, and they're very... they're always a little bit late, and then the congregation, of course, is, you know, really doesn't know who to follow. So you really gotta, you know, with that drum, it's gotta be boom, tsh, boom, tsh. I mean, it's gotta be, and it's gotta be consistent. So to really work on that consistent beat, well, I'm solving the problem. I just want to bring up the problem right now. No consistent leader leading. Again, you know, new people getting up front, a lot of times they're nervous, they've never had a microphone in front of their face, they knew the words at home, but now in front of people they don't know the words, so they stare at the stand and they're singing like this, and of course that doesn't help someone out there come in. You have to be looking at them and now we're coming in, so you have to have a strong beat that the strong leader can follow and bring the people in. People really need to be led with contemporary music or it doesn't work very well. And I've seen, you know, this is not a small point. This is like, you know, if I could put a green light blinking and blinking on this, I would, because I've heard really, really good worship bands. I mean, they got guitar players, the singers are awesome, but they're always coming in like one note later than what they should, because no one wants to be the one that jumps in and it's the wrong spot.
Right.
So everyone's like looking and kind of waiting, and someone has to know and be confident about it. Songs chosen more suited for solos. I had one here. You have that?
Which one?
Can you help me find...
Oh. Would that be the name of the song?
Yeah, can you help me find this song? I had this song. Help me find it. That's the name of the song. The words are just so cool. I really like it. I don't know where to go from here. It all used to be so clear. I'm finding I can't do this on my own. I don't know where to go from here. As long as I know that you are near, I'm done fighting. I'm finally letting go. I will trust you. You've never failed before. I will trust you. And then the chorus, if there's a road I should walk, help me find it. If I need to be still, give me peace for the moment. Whatever your will, can you help me find it? Can you help me find it? I mean, I think most of us are like, you know, God, I'm willing to do whatever it is you want. You want me to go... become a missionary and do something, you want me to, whatever it is you want to do, that's fine, I'm willing to follow, but I don't know what it is. If you could just send me a sign or something that would tell me. So it's like, I think a really cool song. Why don't you try it a little bit of it?
Well, then I need to see that.
But
it's
been
a while.
I do too.
Well, I think I have more than one.
All right.
So here again, it's in multiple keys.
Yeah, okay.
I don't really know what the intro was.
Yeah. I don't know where to go from here. It all used to seem so clear. I find I can't do this on my own. I don't know where to go from here. As long as I know that you are near, I'm done fighting. I'm finally letting go. I will trust in you. Never failed before. Trust in you. And then the chorus with harmony comes. If there's a road I should walk, help me find it. If I need to be still, give me peace for the moment. Whatever your will, whatever your will, can you help me find it? Can you help me find it? That's the bridge part. And okay, so it's great song, wonderful song, but you know, I don't know, how does someone know where to come in? It's like dun, two, I don't know where to go from here. I mean, it's very it all used to seem so clear, and I could do it like three different ways. I'm finding I can do this on my own. It's all on this offbeat, and some is on the offbeat, some is on the beat, and so I'm doing it the way I want to do it. But how's the congregation going to know exactly how I want to do it? They're going to do it the way they want to do it, and so you have this big cacophony of, it's a great song, the great words. We tried it in our church, and it was like, you know, people just couldn't do it. So it's a great number to use in your church, but use it as a solo, but not, some songs just aren't going to work. You hear them on the radio, you love them, mm-hmm. but, and when the radio's blaring, it sounds like you're with the guy.
And the chorus is very single.
Yeah.
That's more
right.
Just on a regular beat,
right.
It's doable. And that's quite often true because, and that is a bit of a problem because for us, people hear stuff on the radio and can we sing this in church? And what they love is the chorus.
Yeah. And then the verse just kind of, everyone kind of mumbles through, and then some people just stop entirely.
Right.
Song key too high for the average singer.
Right, and this is an example of that. We even lowered it so the congregation could maybe, but when you went to that bridge, that's still really high.
Yeah, yeah. And as I started singing, I thought, this seems lower than what I remember.
Because on the radio,
yeah.
the verse would have been
yeah.
higher.
But do you have something?
Well, this is one I think a lot of churches in the last little bit tried to do this one, Because He Lives, Amen, by Matt Maher. It came out around Easter, and it was perfect
really
fitting. It's also using words from an old Gaither song, Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. So it's got this nice little
history
with it. He wrote it, at least the CD version is in C sharp, which is...
So how does that... So if we sang the song, what would that be? Here, give me a copy here.
Which is an odd key, and I'm not used to playing it there now because we did move this one lower.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the resurrection. That's perfect for a tenor. I believe I overcome. Now it's getting high. By the power. Okay, I can do that. I'm up, and so it's
I'm
up there.
Alive.
So you know, the people will be straining, and then, and that's a guy, so then the women are singing even higher.
Right, he's hitting an F, like, an F above middle C, so, and it's very comfortable for him.
Yeah, he's got a high voice.
Most of our people can't.
Right, and so the so people love it, but they're like straining and they can't do it, and then they stop doing it. So how low did you make it?
I went down two whole steps. Well, just like a yep, two whole steps. So I went down to the key of A, which is still going to be a hair high, but
okay, so do that one. I believe in the sun. And the drums kick in. Okay. So it makes a huge difference just to, you know, maybe two, three, sometimes four notes. Some of these singers, they're great singers, Chris Tomlin, great songs, but they're just too high for the average person. How many parts are not written out? So what do you do? I mean, harmony is a really nice thing. So contemporary music in the hymns, it was all right there. The book is right there. Everyone in the pew has a book. It's got the parts, and you just sing. It's there. So how do you do this?
Well, some people just have an ear for it, and they can pick it up. They listen to whatever they're hearing. Yep. Yeah, so they can just pick it up and harmonize with each other. They're finding the note in the chord, or they've listened.
They can hear it on the CD, and
exactly.
They can hear it.
Yeah.
The average person probably can't just listen to a CD and go, okay, I hear the tenor, and then, oh, that's over there is the alto. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a nice one sound called a beautiful song.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess that in the second problem is the piano parts aren't written out. You hear the song, and now, I mean, how do you write this lead sheet then?
Well, like with that last song, I'm listening to whatever he's doing on the CD and I'm trying to replicate it.
Right, and how do you do that? I mean, how do you begin to write the chords in?
Okay,
in the
so
what's the
I
easiest
would,
thing to do?
I would take it from the easiest doing it by ear or the easiest going
easiest,
to CCLI and buying it.
Right, so you can buy it, or you can can't you find it online? Or?
Yeah, sometimes you can find it online. You just type in the name of the song and the artist and write it in, and
yeah,
possibly
lyrics,
somebody has it written
lyrics
out for
and
you.
Chords, and then
yeah.
You can find it. Might not be right.
Yeah, there might be slight problems with it.
Yeah.
So, and there are certain artists who provide that free.
Yeah.
It's with, so you go to their website of a specific artist, and you might be able to find it free. Yeah, you go online and you search as much as you can. And again, if you have money, you can go to CCLI, and they have almost anything you would want is on CCLI.
Now, we just sang in the park, and we did a Mercy Me one. Well,
Shake.
And so how does that one go again?
Well, you kind of caught me off guard there.
Oh, you don't know it by heart?
No.
Well, what I'm getting at is there was a guitar part. There was an electric guitar part in this song. And my son went to this site that actually you can hear or listen to every single part that the band plays.
It's called Multitracks.
Okay.
And again, if you want the whole song, I believe you pay for that.
Okay.
And it's possible that you can even buy the tracks, the backing tracks. I'm not sure. But there are sites that do that too. You're missing certain parts of a song, or you have no band at all, you can buy.
So how does that Shake one go?
Shake. So the keyboard was
ooh,
this is
where
rhythm.
My life was at. All that I know is my heart was broken. I don't ever want to go back. Ain't no explanation how I saw the light. He found me and set me free and brought me back to life. Blame it on the transformation. Changed down to the car. So there was this guitar part. Anyway, he went to this multi-track, and, you know, there's probably like 30 different things there, and someone wanted to find out what the triangle was going to do, and you can do it. So that's possible. So there's a lot of stuff that you can find on your own, but not having any of that, if you just want to find the key of a new song, just listen to the song and try to find the most dominant note. It might be the beginning note, it might be the end note, it might be when it feels like you're at home, like, okay, we've arrived somewhere, and then just sing that note, that one note that you think is kind of the main note, and go to the piano and find it. And whatever you find, that's going to be the key. So then the key is all the other notes. We're going to show that in the music theory part about, you know, how to find the other chords in a key. All right, 6 ways you can help your church succeed with contemporary music. We've probably already said some of these things, but play drums loud enough with a consistent beat. Maybe even use a metronome. If a drummer or the guitar player is just beginning, a metronome is, it can be a mechanical one that swings back and forth, or they have electronic ones now. I think they have apps on phones and so on. And it just, you can just set the speed, and it will just click, 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 and you try to play with that metronome so that you get a nice, consistent beat. Train your song leaders to lead, you know, get them to, you know, look up from, not look up from their stand. I don't think singers should have stands in front of them, because if they do, they'll look at them. They need to be looking at the people and getting the people singing. Number 3, choose songs that people can sing. Lower the key of the song a couple notes if it's too high. Teach your song leaders how to make their own harmony. I mean, that's probably the best thing to do. Teach your piano player how to read chords. If you're going to do contemporary music, instrumentalists are going to have to learn chords. Have your piano player play chords, not the melody. That's the hardest part for classically trained people or people that have been just playing the hymns. In the, when you play a hymn, all the parts are being played by the piano or the organ. It, in a way, it's redundant. The instruments are playing exactly what the people are singing.
Right.
Whereas in contemporary music, you're just playing the chord, and then the notes can kind of do what they want. So what that does is the instruments are not inhibiting the singers. And especially if you're going to do solo work or you have special numbers and so on. When the keyboardist plays the melody, then the keyboardist is really telling the singer, this is how you must do it. You can't hold that note a little longer because I'm dictating how it's going to be. But if a person just plays a chord, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I mean, I can do what I want within that chord, and I don't have the piano player dictating to me what I'm going to be doing. So in contemporary music, it allows for more freedom, but also more confusion when many people are singing at the same time. All right, so that's our little study of contemporary music. We're going to have another video after this series on the contemporary music where we're actually looking at our live band doing some things to show you, you know, how the instruments and so on, how it all fits and goes together.